Hello, friend. Welcome back to Learning English Through the Bible. If you read the Gospels of the Bible, you must have noticed that Jesus particularly liked to use parables for teaching. Why, you probably want to ask. In fact, his disciples already asked him this very question. After Jesus told the crowd the parable of seeds sown in four different kinds of soils, he emphasized, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." When the crowd went home, the disciples asked Jesus why he used parables to teach. In Mark 4:11, he told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven." Then the Lord Jesus explained to them what the four different kinds of soils represented. I'm sure the disciples understood what Jesus meant in the parable of the seed and soils. But what did the Lord mean in verses 11 and 12? Doesn't God desire for all men to repent, be forgiven, and be given the everlasting life? Yes, indeed. So in telling the parables, the Lord must have desired for man's attention. Let's continue our reading. Now Mark 4:21. He said to them, "Do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand. For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." If a mere man knows to hide his treasure so that it can be shown to certain people at certain times, wouldn't the Lord God hide his kingdom until his planned time and then reveal it to his chosen people? Yes, you may say. But who are the people chosen by God for his kingdom? Before we look for the answer to your question, let me ask you two questions. Who would please the Lord God? People who hear it and take it into their hearts, or those who hear it and ignore it? People who see it and pursue it, or those who see it and disregard it? Now, let's move on to the next two verses. Mark 4:24. "Consider carefully what you hear," he continued. "With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him." Did you hear what Jesus said? With the measure you use, it will be measured to you and even more. The Bible says Jesus, the eternal God, came from heaven to earth to bring many sons and daughters into the Father's kingdom. He died on the cross so that our sins may be forgiven. He rose from the dead on the third day, so that we may overcome death, too. One day, when the Lord Jesus comes back, we all will see his glorious kingdom. Dear friend, how do you measure what the Bible says? Do you hear it and regard it as the truth and take it into your heart? I pray that you do, so that the Lord God will measure you as true and precious, so that he will take you into his glorious kingdom. But, you may say, I'm not good enough and I'm unworthy of God's kingdom. It is true that all of us are sinners, and none of us, by our own merit, will ever be good enough for God's kingdom. But the Lord is gracious. If you take his seed into your heart, he will measure to you even more. If you perceive God's word a little, he will surely give you greater understanding. God is faithful. Whatever he promises, he fulfills. Now, let's read the next parable Jesus told in Mark 4. He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain, first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come." When the seed of the gospel is planted inside a man's heart, he may or may not have outside changes immediately. But this seed is different from the seeds of this world. All seeds of the world are perishable, but the seed of the gospel is imperishable. With or without the notice of man, it sprouts and grows and bears fruit in God's time. And the Lord will gather him into the glorious kingdom of God. Again he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed you plant in the ground. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds of the air can perch in its shade." Oh, how different the kingdom of God is from the kingdom of man. God's kingdom does not start with great wars, conquering many with swords. The kingdom of God starts as the smallest seed planted into the ground. Jesus, the Son of God, made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, becoming Son of Man. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. That's the beginning of the kingdom of God. When Jesus was crucified on the cross, who expected that the whole world would soon be changed by him? At that point of history, who could foresee that thousands upon thousands would be saved from the trap of sin and death and be brought into the glorious kingdom of God? Now God already exalted our Lord to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. There will be a day when the kingdom of God will be revealed to all. On that day, every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And you know what? That day is at hand. Well, time is almost up. Please don't forget that Jesus is calling you. He loves to have you in his kingdom. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Whoever has will be given more. Dear friend, do you have the imperishable seed in you? If not, why don't you call upon the name of Jesus right now? Accept the seed and let him give you even more. May the God of all riches bless you. Bye-bye.